Here we are. The year 2025 is coming to a close and 2026 is right around the corner. So let me ask you a question. What happened in 2025 that you did not see coming? Let me remind you of a couple options. K-pop Demon Hunters. I mean, of all the possible movies, this movie became the most watched Netflix movie of all time. I didn't see that coming. How about this one? Katy Perry went to space. Or did she? Either way, I didn't see that coming. Or how about this one? Who knew that saying the numbers 6 and 7 in order would cause every kid and teenager within a 50-mile radius to lose their minds? I mean, who knew this was going to happen? So that's popular culture. What about your personal life? Anything that you didn't see coming in 2025? Me? Get this. I became obsessed with golf. And this was out of nowhere because I hadn't golfed in like a decade. But here's how this happened. My 17-year-old daughter asked me to go golfing for Father's Day. And I was like, golf? No, I don't want to go golfing. But then I was like, wait a second. My 17-year-old daughter just asked to hang out with me. And so we went golfing. And guess what? I had so much fun. It was great. And, well, I became obsessed. I played so much golf this summer. And if you're wondering, am I any good? Not really. I usually shoot like 2 or 3 over. And by that, I mean, I usually find 2 or 3 more balls than I lose. And I feel like that's pretty good. Now, what I'm getting at here is that there was some stuff that happened this year in popular culture, in world events, and in your personal life that you didn't see coming. Some of these things were really good, and some of them were really bad, or perhaps really challenging. And here's what we know about next year. Same thing is going to happen. There's going to be stuff that happens around you. There's going to be stuff that happens to you that you have no control over. And the only thing that you're going to be able to control is how you react and how you respond. So let me share a verse with you. Now, this is a verse from the Bible that's been on my mind and heart as I think about what's ahead of us in the year 2026. And this comes from a book of the Bible called Hebrews. It's in the New Testament, chapter 12. Check this out. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of 2026 like a race. It's a race that's been marked out for us, meaning we don't know everything that's going to happen in 2026, but there is someone who does. Our God knows exactly what is going to happen in 2026 because our race has been marked out. Now, whatever 2026 has in store, here's what I know. I want to run that race with perseverance. I want to be faithful. I want to grow. I want to stay strong. I want to make wise decisions. I want to love my family well. I want to live my life in a way that honors God. And I want to run the race marked out for me with perseverance. And I know that you do too. So how do we do it? How do we run with perseverance? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today. So let's study this passage from Hebrews, chapter 12. Let's take a look at this together. And there's powerful truth in here that's going to challenge us and encourage us. In fact, if you don't have a Bible, just go ahead and pause this video, run and get one, grab a pen while you're at it, because there is truth in this passage that you're going to want to circle, you're going to want to underline, you might even want to memorize this. Some of you pick like a verse for the year. This passage, Hebrews 12, this might be one of the verses for your year. So let me start by reading this passage. So here we go, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And here's the deal. If you want to run with perseverance this year, there are 3 decisions that you have to make. And we're going to see these three decisions right here in this passage from Hebrews 12. And the first of these decisions, what is it? You got to fix your eyes. You have to fix your eyes on Jesus. And what we're talking about here is setting your focus, giving your attention, I mean, locking in on Jesus. And why do we need to do this? Well, these two words in verse 2, pioneer and perfecter. Fix your eyes on Jesus because he is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And let's start with what it means that Jesus is the pioneer of faith. Well, what's this all about? It means that he went first. See, a pioneer blazes the trail that everyone else follows. Think of Oregon Trail. These pioneers, they get in covered wagons, they blaze a trail across the country from east to west. And here's what I want to stick with you. This is the big idea. You didn't blaze a trail to God. God blazed a trail to you. God sent his son Jesus for you before you ever did anything to earn his favor. Before you ever reached out to him, he reached down for you. Our God blazed the trail for us, opening the way for friendship through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And if you want to run with perseverance this year, you need to remember, I mean, constantly, every single day, you got to remember that God went first. God made the first move. And we respond to him, not the other way around. God gave us his son, Jesus, not because we were worthy, but to make us worthy. Jesus blazed the trail. He pioneered our faith. So fix your eyes on him. And also, he's a perfecter of our faith. And the idea here is to bring to completion. Pioneer, that has to do with starting. Perfecter, this has to do with finishing. Jesus will bring our faith to completion. That is, to the finish line. That means if you've put your trust in Jesus and his death on your behalf, your eternal destiny is absolutely guaranteed. You will spend forever with him. This also means that your transformation is guaranteed. Now, I'm talking about your character being transformed from your character into the character of Jesus. Check this out. From the writings of the Apostle Paul, this comes from Philippians chapter 1, goes like this. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. See, Jesus is the perfecter of your faith. He will bring it to the finish line. So as you run your race in 2026, fix your eyes on him, and here's why. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer of faith, and you will run with freedom. Why? Because you have nothing to prove. You have nothing to earn. You are secure in his love. You didn't blaze the trail to him. He blazed the trail to you. And there's such freedom here. And secondly, fix your eyes on Jesus, the perfecter of faith, and you will run with confidence. Why? Because he already knows how the race is going to end. And you will spend forever with Jesus. You will be fully transformed into the image of Jesus. Isn't that good news? This truth will empower us to live with confidence. So fix your eyes on Jesus in this new year. Lock in on Jesus. Make him the focal point of your life this year. And this is how we'll run with perseverance. Now, this won't happen accidentally. You have to be intentional. You have to decide to do this. And the main way this is going to happen is through regular engagement with God's word. This is where Jesus is revealed. This is where God speaks to us. And this is where we can fix our eyes on Jesus. So we have an opportunity for you here. So pull out your phone, go to adabible.info, that's our digital bulletin, and click the second tab called Info and Events. Under that, you will see Ada Bible on the YouVersion Bible app. Now, the YouVersion Bible app is great. Many of you already have it. And while you can search for Ada Bible in the app, and you can make Ada Bible Church your home church, which is kind of cool. But more importantly, we have a Bible reading program for you. It's a read through the Bible in a year plan. And maybe you have your own thing. That's great. But if you're looking for a way to fix your eyes on Jesus, this could be it. So check it out and join in. So, first decision that you need to make if you want to run with perseverance is to fix your eyes on Jesus. Now, let's talk about this second decision. I'm calling it throw it off. So, let's get back to this passage and read these words. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Now, you can see in this passage, there are two things that can sabotage your race. Both of these could endanger your race, threaten your perseverance. And what are these two saboteurs? Everything that hinders and the sin that entangles. Now, let's take a moment and let's talk about each of these. Everything that hinders. This is literally extra weight. It slows you down as you race. Now, I have a friend, and he did the Iceman, the mountain bike race up in northern Michigan this year. I know a bunch of you have done this. Now, first off, mountain biking in the cold, in the snow, like I'm out, okay? Just I'm out. But anyway, my friend was telling me that when you start the race, it's so cold. So everybody's wearing coats and mittens and things. But then as you get going, you heat up. And of course, you can't exactly ride fast with a big old parka on. So everybody's throwing off their coats. And that's the idea. You throw off what hinders. Now, something important about this. We're not talking about sin. We're not talking about the wrong things that we think and say and do. No, we're talking about ordinary stuff. We're talking about morally neutral stuff in our lives that just keeps us from fixing our eyes on Jesus and running with perseverance. And I think maybe the best way to talk about this in our time, in our culture, is actually distraction. The greatest threat to fixing your eyes on Jesus in 2026 will very likely be distraction. And I believe that one of the most powerful weapons that our enemy, the devil, uses in our lives is distraction. Social media, gaming, politics, your Amazon Prime account. And again, none of these things are evil. None of them are bad. But each of them can become a huge distraction and keep you from fixing your eyes on Jesus. So here's an important question. If you want to run with perseverance in 2026, what distraction do you need to throw off? I mean, for a lot of us, 2026 needs to be different than 2025 because we were very distracted. So what distractions do you need to throw off so you can fix your eyes on Jesus? Now, something else we need to throw off. The sin that so easily entangles. And the image here is your foot getting caught or ensnared and you get tripped up and you go down. I mean, you twist your ankle, you bang your knee, and you are out of the race. And what caused this? Sin. The things that we say and do and think that go against God's character. Listen, sin could take you down this year. Sin will absolutely keep you from running the race that you want to run in 2026. And listen, let me get up in your business a little bit here because this is really, really important. What would it be? What would it be that keeps you from running with perseverance, running the race that you want to run? Would it be anger? Bitterness? Your pride? Your need to control everything? Or would it be something you get caught doing? Would it be something that you lose control of? Here's the question. What sin do you need to throw off? And I bet you already know what it is. I bet you already know what would ensnare you. And here's the challenge. Throw it off. I mean, deal with it. Don't wait, because this could sabotage your race. Bigger than that, this could sabotage your family, your marriage, your career, your integrity. Throw it off. And maybe you would say, look, I'm trying. I've been trying and it's not working. And you know what? I've been there. And you know what? There's probably a reason why you've been unable to beat this thing. It's because you need the third and final decision. This is often the missing piece. The missing piece is this. You got to run together. So back to this passage. I'm just going to read through this, and I just want you to notice a pattern. So here we go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. Do you notice that all these words are plural? There's not a one in them that's singular. It's all plural. It's all we and us and our. See, the bottom line is this. If you want to run with perseverance in 2026, you got to run together. It's simply not going to happen with you running alone. It can't. You were created to live in Christian community with other Jesus followers. This thing called following Jesus is a team sport. And by the way, the word church, it doesn't mean a building. It's a community. Church is not something that you go to. Church is something that we are together. We run together. So let's put it this way. Together, we fix our eyes on Jesus. Together, we throw off what hinders. Together, we throw off the sin that so easily entangles us. And if you're stuck, I mean, if you're just, you're hindered by distractions, if you're ensnared by sin, it's probably because you're trying to handle this thing all alone. And in my experience, there are certain sin patterns and destructive habits that can only be conquered in the context of Christian community. You need encouragement. You need challenge. You need accountability if you really want to beat this thing. See, you and I, we were created to run the race of life together in a pack. That's why the church is so powerful and such an incredible gift from God. So let me encourage you to run together in 2026. And one of the ways we can do this is by gathering together for church. I mean, it's nice that we can have this weekend at home to rest and recover after all those Christmas services. And thank you, by the way, for the bazillion of you who served. I mean, love it. So rest up and recover. But let's get back together next weekend. One of the most powerful ways that we can fix our eyes on Jesus is through weekly worship and teaching from the scriptures. And by the way, 2 weekends from now, I'll be kicking off a new series on relationships. It's called Groundwork. It's all about bringing your gospel-oriented identity to your relationships. And I think it's going to be really, really helpful. So what I'm saying is this. Let's run together. And let me encourage you to do something else. Let me encourage you to join a small group in early 2026. Small groups, this is our primary vehicle for following Jesus together. And we have tons of options on campus, in homes, men's groups, women's groups, couples groups. I mean, there's more options than I can describe. But this winter, pick one, give it a go. Let's run together. And let me encourage you to find a place to serve, because this is a big church. The atrium in particular can feel overwhelming and intimidating. And how in the world do you get to know people and build relationships in such a big church? Well, one of the best ways is to serve, because every serving role in our church is part of a serving team. And you'll get to know people as you serve side by side. What I'm saying is this, let's run together. See, the only way that you're going to run the kind of race that you want to run in 2026, I'm talking about running with perseverance, the race marked out for you, the only way you're going to do this is to run together in community with other followers of Jesus. So let's wrap this up. 2025, I mean, what a year. Full of ups and downs, full of incredible opportunities and difficult challenges. 2025 was full of surprises, stuff that we didn't see coming. And 2026 will be exactly the same. So what kind of race will you run? Will you run with perseverance? Will you grow? Will you be faithful? Will you have the courage to step into the challenges and opportunities that come your way? What if 2026 was a year where you fixed your eyes on Jesus like never before? What if you so fixed your eyes on Jesus that your very identity became more anchored in who God is and what He has done for you and what He says about you? And what if by doing that, you are able to throw off what hinders and the sin that entangles? And what if you are able to run with perseverance because you're running together with other followers of Jesus, encouraging you and challenging you along the way? That's the kind of church that I want to be a part of. And that's the kind of year that I want to have. And so I pray that you fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. God bless you in this coming year, and we'll see you next week.